Moses instructed the children of Israel, "And now, Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, and to keep the commandments and statutes of the Lord, which I am commanding you today for your good? Who do you trust? Where do you turn when everything seems to be falling apart? In whom, in what, do you invest your time, talent, and treasures? That is your God." Of course, the biggest false god is money, followed by other possessions. Look at the value of your dollar now as opposed to a half decade ago. The money is not worth as much as it was a year ago. We work for that money, we save that money, but in the end, all our schemes to use that resource in our old age seem to fail. The same is true of possessions such as land, precious metals, or collectible automobiles. Eventually, we serve them. They don't provide long-term benefits, for often that which seems of value to us is of no use to others. Our children, our neighbors, simply don't want those things we hold dear. In the end, anything created can become a false god. When we need the assurance that someone cares, created things simply fail. But we all have a God, something we trust when life gives us tornadoes, floods, sickness, and death. We confess that the one true God created heaven and earth, thus stands above creation. We also confess that he showers us with his love, grace, and mercy. May our Lord open our eyes to see him as our only hope in time of need. Amen.